I'm Tracy Ross in the studio with Kate Lochte, and on the phone from the Kentucky Historical Society, we have Louise Jones. Thanks for being on Sounds Good this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Louise, as Director of Special Collections and Library at the Historical Society, it sounds like you have a really exciting collection in the letters of the two families. Would you tell us about the Watson and Robinson families collection?
Sure. Well, the collection of letters we have is 27 letters. They're written by different people, although the majority of them are written by Isabel, whose last name changes depending on the months and the year. Isabel appears to be the Watson side of the two families. There are also a group of letters that are written from the Lexington area that are written by a Ferdinand Robinson, although we've been able to trace Ferdinand back to Christian County. So we know that both Isabel and Ferdinand started out their lives in the Hopkinsville area. They both speak of knowing people in Hopkinsville, and they ask after people in Hopkinsville. But in terms of being able to trace the families forward, we have kind of a window between 1841 and about 1856, 58, when we have a lot of these letters are really concentrated in that time period. After that, we're having a great deal of trouble tracing this group of people forward, which is part of the mystery of the letters.
What's the general content of the letters?
Well, Isabel, who in one of the letters mentions that she is, as near as she can tell, about 75 years old, Isabel is writing back to family and friends in Hopkinsville. She writes a little bit about herself, but mostly she asks after people in the community that she is that she's curious about. So she wants to know whether this group of people has been to church and whether that lady had her baby, and she was sorry to hear that so and so died. A lot of community information. A lot of she asks after the same people in each letter, so you get the feeling that some people she was really close to, and other people were more on the edges of her community. But she spends a lot of time talking about people. Yeah. Ferdinand's letters are a little bit different because the first letter that Ferdinand writes, he's writing to basically tell his uncles that his circumstances in Lexington have changed, and that because of the death of his mistress, he has been freed. And so he is now a man with a farm and a family and a business, and so he's writing to make that connection. So he's writing from slightly different circumstances than Isabel.
Now, is it my understanding that all of these letters are viewable at your website?
Yes. You can go to our digital collection, which is at kyhistory.com. You can type in Watson Robinson letters, and you will pull up all of the letters. They have all been digitized. And as of a few months ago, they have all been transcribed, so you can actually read them with the transcription side by side, because the handwriting is not always comfortable for everyone to read.
Sure. Now, the Kentucky Historical Society is going to have a free community event Saturday, July 20th at the library in Hopkinsville. Describe what you're going to be doing that day.
All right. Well, this is a little bit of a take. I don't know how familiar you are with the phrase crowdsourcing, but we're basically applying that concept, only we call it a knowledge sharing event. because and really what we're sharing is the letters. We're going to bring a couple of the letters with us, but we're also bringing some resources that we hope will get people talking about what is in the letters, and we also hope that there will be people in the Hopkinsville area who may or may not think that some of the people mentioned in the letters are their ancestors, are people who they had not realized were on their family tree, but they've been able to trace back to a certain time period, and these letters may help them take it even further. So we're hoping that people will come, even if their interest isn't genealogy, even maybe their interest is just in the history of Hopkinsville and the people who lived there prior to the Civil War. These letters have they have a lot of community information in them, and they tell the story of a group of people who didn't really make it into the history books.
Yes, indeed. There is also there's going to be a panel discussion on researching African American roots during the sessions July 20th. Tell me about that.
Well, we have there's a group in Kentucky called the African American Genealogy Group of Kentucky, AAGGKY, and they don't have a building or a home. They travel around the state to different libraries, and they have their meetings on the third Saturday of the month, and we have been able to partner with them on Saturday, July 20th, to have them, some of their group be present to talk to folks about doing family history from the African American point of view, which for most of the 20th century really doesn't look any different than doing family history from any point of view. I mean, you're using a lot of the same resources. But once you get back into the 19th century, some of the resources change, and also some of the naming practices and a lot of the migration patterns and other things change. If you're, especially if you're looking at African Americans in Kentucky, because the population really in the 19th century was moved around diversely, and so they're hopefully going to be able to share some of their experiences of actually doing family history.
Yeah, on the 20th. In the sessions about the letters from 10 to noon and then from 3 to 5, mm-hmm. are you open for people just coming in and going out? Is it a pretty informal?
It's completely informal. We can have people who come in, take a look at what we've brought, and leave. And we also hope that we'll have people who come and sit and talk a while. Maybe they'll talk about what's in the letters. Maybe they'll talk about their own experiences doing family history in Hopkinsville. We're really open to all possibilities.
Well, Louise, it is a real treat to find out more about this. And let's summarize. Louise is speaking to us from, I believe, the library in Frankfort at this moment. The Kentucky Historical Society is at 100 Broadway, and Louise Jones directs the Special Collections and Library. And we've been talking about the Kentucky Historical Society coming to the Hopkinsville Christian County Public Library Saturday, July 20th, along with the African American Genealogy Group of Kentucky, to have a long day of conversation and discovery.
That pretty much sums it up. I'm hoping that people will come with stories and hopefully a little bit of excitement. I think the letters are really quite neat.
Yeah, we share your excitement, and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS 91.3 Murray. Both our channels of programming also sound good online at WKMS.org.